Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea, hearing what he was doing. A large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. A show of hands, who here has been sick before? A couple of you? Okay, wonderful, wonderful. When that happens, what does your mom or dad do? How do they take care of you? Somebody.
Yes.
What's that? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. How about some of them over here?
Yes.
What's that one more time? Brothers and sisters help? Okay, very good, wonderful. Okay, guys, put your hands down, thank you. All sorts of things mom and dad do. Maybe they make a special kind of food or bring you some medicine, all sorts of things. I have one more question. Who here has been to Hawaii before? Oh, actually a few of you. Wow, okay, maybe. Maybe some of you, okay. Hands down again. Hawaii is a wonderful, wonderful place. People go on vacation sometimes. Today we celebrate a saint who took care of sick people in Hawaii. Her name is Saint Mary Ann Cope. And there is a place, a certain island, that had many, many sick people. She lived all the way in Germany. Then she came to the United States, New York City, and then she went from there to go to Hawaii. She was across the world. When she heard there were people who needed taken care of, she went to the sick people. I think sometimes we're tempted to do the exact opposite. If someone's sick, we run away. Or if someone needs a little extra attention, someone doesn't fit in class, or someone just needs someone to care for them that day, if they're having a rough day, we might be tempted to run away, go the opposite direction. But St. Mary Ann Cope did the exact opposite. If someone needed cared for, she flew to them. She might have gotten sick herself, but the Lord took care of her, and she didn't. In the same way, if we know that someone else needs cared for, we have to go to them. Give them a smile. Maybe ask them if you can pray for them. Maybe give them a little bit of a snack. I don't know, you guys can be creative how you can care for them. In the gospel today, so many people were flying to Jesus. Jesus, we need to be near you. So much so that Jesus had to get in a boat so they wouldn't crush him. Jesus wants to be in our hearts and go to the sick. Jesus wants others to know they can come to us if they need cared for. Because Jesus lives inside of us, and he wants to care for others through us. Just like St. Mary Ann Cope, we have to go to others when they need cared for. And others have to know that they can come to us when they need Jesus Christ to love them. St. Mary Ann Cope, pray for us that we might love others with the heart of Jesus.